Tom, T-O-M, Rosas, R-O-S-A-S, 2-19-65. Patient was, the date of birth was in 2-18. So if he was born in 65, he's exactly 46 years old tomorrow. Dang it. So he's a 46-year-old Hispanic fellow with no wife, has a sister that checks on him from time to time. At the end of 2021, he sustained a rather large bleed, intracranial bleed, because of his hypertension being out of control. Subsequently, he ended up in a group home, has been on hospice care because of weight loss, no appetite, difficulty swallowing, and protein calorie malnutrition. But the family and the folks at the home are looking for a different type of care and a different hospice company to take over his care period. Allergy, he's not allergic to anything. Surgery, he said he had an abscess one time that needed to be lanced, but no recent surgeries. Medical problems, he has BPH, he has anxiety, he has agitation, he has diabetes, he has a history of intracranial bleed, history of stroke, history of dementia, also most likely history of schizophrenia in the past. Review of system, ETA, review of system, weight loss, decreased appetite, not eating. Patient is total ADL dependence. He wears a diaper. He has a garbled speech, which is very difficult to understand since his intracranial bleed slash stroke. His appetite has been getting worse. He's lost weight, protein, calorie, malnutrition, evident by muscle wasting in the lower extremity and the temporal region. Social, he has been a heavy smoker and drinker. Some of the history was obtained from chart and some obtained from family member and folks at the group home. When asked what kind of work he did, he said he piddled things around and he sold drugs. Family history, doesn't know much about his mom and dad and doesn't know what they died of. There's nothing indicated in the chart. Blood pressure is 130 over 95, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, heart positive is 2, lungs bronchi, coarse breath sounds, aspiration, chronic aspiration. Note that next shows carotid bruise bilateral, neurological non-focal, skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa is dry. Assessment, here we have a 65-year-old, did I say 40? Did I say 59? Where did I say how old he was? He's 57, so I should have said 57. 57-year-old gentleman, status post-stroke, who no longer wants to go back to the hospital, has requested no heroics, refused peg tube before, wants to be kept comfortable in a group home where he's staying, which appears to be very comfortable, period. Patient blood sugar is controlled when checked. Blood pressure is stable. Patient also has lost weight. Is hospice appropriate because of his history of stroke, and most likely has had more strokes since then because the folks at the group home state that his speech has definitely changed, but he has not had any visits to the emergency room or repeat CT scans and or evaluation for possible normal cerebral hydrocephalus, which is common post-stroke, post-major stroke, because he has requested no heroics and no hospitalization period. The paragraph, given his diagnosis of stroke, comorbidities of hypertension and diabetes, along with most likely recent strokes associated with weight loss, decreased appetite, muscle wasting, and protein calorie malnutrition, patient is hospice appropriate and most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.